You know, if you believe what the Word says, don't question it. Just believe what it says. You know, I've come to realize God wasn't, He didn't make it hard to understand. I mean, He told just like He's telling us here. He said, if you'll do these things, then you'll find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I'm not too interested in man, but I really want to find favor with Him. Don't you? Because He holds the key to everything, life, health, prosperity, everything. God holds that key. And if I don't please Him, what do you think He's going to do for me? Not a whole lot. Chances are I won't live to be an old, healthy man. And so I want to please God. Okay, verse 5 and 6. Then he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, not part of it, and lean not on unto your own understanding. I mean, there's a lot of things seem okay with me. It says, in all your ways acknowledge Him, God, and He shall direct your paths. See, so how am I going to lean on Him? How am I going to trust in Him? And how am I going to know what He said if I don't spend a lot of time studying this book? Well, you won't. You'll do it your way. And your way will bring sickness and disease to you every time. In fact, I'm going to tell you the number one killer that I've found over the last 15 years of teaching God's Word, cancer in men. You know what the number one killer is? The major problems that happen to men, when major things happen to men, it's almost always with men. It's like God holds men more accountable than He does women. And some of you girls can say, whew. But He sure does hold us guys accountable. It appears more so than He does the ladies. But the number one thing is breaking the number one commandment. When I see a man with cancer, or I see a man that's had serious injuries to his body, to his life, I can always find a man that did not put God first. He was too busy. He didn't have time to go to church on Sunday. Send his wife. Let her take the kids. Honey, I got to work. You know, I got to go do this. I got to go do that. Or on Sunday when he doesn't have to work, well, you take the kids and go to church. I've got to take this new boat that I bought, you know, with all this extra money I made. I've got to take it to the lake this week and see how it works. You know, I had a man like that I knew real well. And he was a young man in his 30s. His wife and children came to church every Sunday. But he wouldn't. He hardly ever came to church. Then one day he was out on Lake Louisville with an old man, 61 or 2 years old. You know, see, that's old if you're 30, right? Yeah. Now, if you're 70, you know, that's not old. But, you know, if you're 30 and he in his early 30s, then he had an old man with him, 60-something, and they were flying across Lake Louisville in his big, powerful boat and hit something. And the boat went upside down, and the boy drowned. The young boy drowned. The old man swam all the way to the bank. Must have been a half a mile or further. He made it. And he got out alive. But for days they looked for that young man's body. Couldn't find it. I know his wife and children well. And Mama, the wife, she was heartbroken because they couldn't find his body. She wanted to at least know the body was put in a grave. She didn't want it out there, the fish to eat it in the lake. And so when they couldn't find it, they'd look for it all week. And finally Sunday, I heard that they still had not found his body. So I took one of the young men in the church. I said, I want you to come upstairs with me. And we're going to pray, according to Matthew 18:19, that the Lord will send an angel to bring this boy's body to the service and that they will find it today. And so me and this other man went upstairs, got in a room, got on our knees, and I asked the Father in the name of Jesus, according to that verse we had on the screen a while ago, Matthew 18:19, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I know that young man didn't serve you, but I said his wife does, and their children do. I said, I know he's dead because he didn't put you first. I said, it's unfortunate, but you tell us in your word that men will not live out their full life if they don't put you first. I said, he died in his 30s. So I said, Lord, I ask you to be merciful to this family. I ask you to send an angel and bring that body to the surface and let them find that body today. That was about 10 o'clock Sunday morning. I went into a Bible study class, and one of the men said, Thurman, you know they hadn't found so-and-so's body yet. I said, yeah, I know, but they're going to find it today. He said, how do you know that? I said, the Word of God's true. And I took this man, we went upstairs, we prayed and asked the Lord to send an angel to bring his body to the surface. They will find it today. I guarantee they'll find it today. That's believing the book. You know that?
That's right.
I come back to church that night. When I walked in the door at 6 o'clock, 5:30, whatever it was, one of the young men walked up to me that was in that class. He said, Thurman, do you know what happened this afternoon right after lunch? I said, what? He said, they found so-and-so's body. He said, you know, I remembered what you said this morning. You were so bold when you said you prayed and that God was going to bring that body to the surface and they would find it today, and you guaranteed it. See, when you call God in remembrance of His promises, the King shows up. If you're an obedient son, that's who He made that promise to, was obedient sons. Isn't that something? He gave us all this wonderful power if we'll just serve Him. But see, when young men don't serve Him, they don't understand. This is why they lost their life. But I've seen this over and over and over with men, that young men, 30, 40, 50 years old, dying with cancer. When I said, you go to church? Well, once in a while. Or, I've had some, yes, I go to church every Sunday. I'm there at Sunday school, I'm there at the worship service, and I'm there on Sunday evening. You go to church every Sunday and you got cancer? Yes. I said, well, let me ask you this question. What do you do Monday through Saturday? Well, I own a business. I said, you ever pray during that week? No. You ever study God's Word during that week? No. But you go to church every Sunday? Yes. I said, okay, let me ask you a question. I said, this woman, your wife? Yes. I said, so she goes home with you on Sunday night, on Sunday, all day long. She spends all day with you Sunday. But Monday through Saturday, she spends it with her boyfriends. I said, are you going to be happy with her? He said, we ain't going to be married long. I said, son, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what you're doing. You're spending one day a week with God and 6 days a week with the prostitutes. You think God likes that?
No way.
No way. And that's why we have the problems we have as men. That's why so many men die early. They get so busy in the world and they don't do what God says. And look. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. And those paths shall be long and healthy and prosperous and everything. Verse 7 and 8. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, anything you do that doesn't glorify God is evil. And you need to depart from all that. All evil. It shall... And if you will do that, look what it shall be. It shall be health. Is that what we're wanting? Health? That's what everybody wants, isn't it?
Yes.
It never ceases to amaze me the men that have not got time, of course women too, but especially men, that don't have time to serve God when they're young, but and they try to build an empire and make $1 million, and some of them do that by the time they're 30 or 40 years old. But then they spend it all in doctor's offices or trying to get their kids out of prison the next few years. And they die a miserable life at 50 or 60 and don't have nothing. You've seen that, haven't you? Hey, I'd rather do it God's way. It says if you'll do this, it'll be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. This is going to produce health. These are things that you and I have to do if we want to be healthy. And I think that's what all of us are here today for, so we can be healthy, right? That's what we want. But that's what every Christian should have. But the average Christian, or like I was when I was in church all my life, I had no idea, and nobody ever taught me that the things I do is going to be what determines how healthy I'm going to be. They say eat right and exercise right. Well, that helps a little. you know, but not much. The Scripture even says that. 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Now, how many people in some churches will teach you today that you don't have to tithe? And I know that people don't tithe. I mean, I was a Baptist. 65 years of my life I was in a Baptist church. And I will have to say that, first of all, about 35% of the people that's in a Baptist church that are on the roll come to church. If you have 100 on your roll, you probably have 30 or 35 there on Sunday. If you got 1,000 on your roll, you'll have 300 or 400 there on a given Sunday. Is this about right? I mean, I've got a feeling it's not just like that in the Baptist church. It's probably like at Methodist, Pentecostals, and just church. But out of the 30 or 35% that come, only about 10% of them tithe. Maybe. Maybe 10% of the ones that come tithe, which is a tiny little percentage. And then people want to know why they're not blessed and why we have the financial problem we have today. Because we're a disobedient bunch. I mean, if you want to find out, do you love God, you show me a man that goes to church every Sunday, reads the Word of God, and tithes, and is joyful when he tithes. I'm going to show you a man that can be healthy. I'm going to show you a man that can be healthy and live a long life. It says, he says there that if you will tithe off the first fruits of all your increase, so shall your barns be filled with plenty. Now, everybody wants their barn to be filled with plenty, right? I mean, today you might say your pantry, you know, you walk into your house and look and open your refrigerator. And how many people want to walk in and you come in and you're hungry and you open your refrigerator and there ain't not one thing in it but a half a glass of water sitting in the middle? That's all there is. That's not exactly what you want to see when you're hungry, is it? You want to see that refrigerator full, and then you want to walk over to the pantry and open it, and you want to see stuff, canned stuff and whatever, fruits and vegetables. You want to say, okay, now what am I going to eat? Well, that's when your barn's full. And if you're serving God and doing what He says, your pantries will be full. He will make sure. He said, your barns will be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. In other words, you're going to have plenty to eat and plenty to drink if you tithe.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.